I was 3 hours on this lesson yesterday. I can go on. I counted 89 times the word Holy Ghost was used, and it's only used in the New Testament. I counted every one of them. I hope I didn't miscount. Anyway, it was a bunch. From Matthew all the way to Revelation, 89 times that phrase Holy Ghost is used. Why is that important? Holy Spirit is used 4 times in the New Testament. I counted, it was a pretty easy count, 1, 2, 3, 4. The phrase Holy Ghost 89 times, the phrase Holy Spirit 4 times. Hang on to this. The Spirit of God is used 14 times in the New Testament. And over 20 times, it's just the word capital Spirit itself. Are you following thought? Yes. I took time to count every one of them, and they're all different, okay? Holy Ghost 89 times. Holy Spirit 4 times. The Spirit of God 14 times. All these were in the New Testament. Over 20 times, just capital S Spirit is used. Now, let me tell you the difference. I took the time to look at every one of these. Every time it's used the word Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God or the word Spirit, every time it speaks of the working, the activity of the Holy Ghost. Every time. Let me give you an example, and I can give you all kinds of examples. Galatians 5:20, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You see, I can go on and on. So there are no mistakes in God's Word. The Holy Ghost is the actual name of the third person of the Trinity. The word Holy Spirit, or when the Spirit of God, matter of fact, I got it. The Holy Ghost and Spirit are used 5 times together in the same verse. At the baptism of Jesus in Luke 4:1 and John 1:33, at the Jesus' baptism, talks about the Holy Ghost, talks about the Spirit of God. And it's the activity. John 7:39 and Acts 2:4. I know I'm going to get some phone calls on this. On the day of Pentecost, in the same verse, it talked about the Holy Ghost of God and the Spirit pouring out. So it talked about the Spirit. The Holy Ghost of God came down, and the Spirit, that was His activity, and they began to speak in other tongues. Are you following? This is yes, and this is no. This is I have no idea. Why don't you just move on? Okay. But it's interesting that Bible study, how you get that there is no mistakes in the Word of God. I can go on and on, but I don't want to beat something to death. But I am going to get some phone calls about that. But look at this same verse. Verse number 3 is an example. That's why I started looking at this. Verse number 3. We no man speaking by the Spirit of God. That's that action. Speak, that he could speak by the Spirit of God. And then look, that no man could say Jesus is the Lord, but by who? The Holy Ghost. So in the same verse, you had the same person, the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God is doing the activity. Are y'all following? Y'all looking like a calf looking at a new gate. For a Bible student, this is just fascinating to see. It's the same entity, if you will. The Holy Ghost is the name, and the Spirit is the actual activity. Anytime you see Him doing something, giving them utterance to speak, to say the Spirit of God. Are you following? Okay. Because that's important as we look in chapters 12, 13, and 14, the gifts of the Spirit, these supernatural gifts, you'll see the word Spirit often used because that's the activity. Verse number 4. Let's read these 3 verses together. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, follow, I ain't gonna make any comment, but see if you're picking up on something here, okay? Let me read it again. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse number 5. There are diverse differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all and in all. What do you see in those 3 verses? The Trinity. Isn't that neat? You see that? In verse number 4, you see the Spirit. In verse number 5, you see the Lord. Well, preacher, how do you know that's the Lord Jesus and not Lord God? Well, look with me in verse number 3, that Jesus is the Lord. So in verse number 4, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Verse number 5, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse number 6, he talks about God the Father, the triunity of the Godhead. Isn't it amazing people don't believe in the Trinity? And it's taught so much in Scripture over and over, even though the word is not used, the teaching is so prevalent. But notice, there are diversities of gifts. The word diversities means differences and distinctions. He's going to go into that later writings, but he just let them, the people know that there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations. Now, the word administration here means ministries or services, service gifts. We'll look at that as we get farther into our study. There's diversities of gifts, and there are differences of administrations, differences of service gifts and all, but the same Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are diversities of operations. The word operations here means activities. We get, and I have two Greek scholars here in our auditorium, and I'm going to try to pronounce it. I said it yesterday a bunch of times, and it sounded good yesterday, but I should have refreshed it. Inargema, I butchered it. Is it close? We get the English word energy. I can say that word. We get the word energy from that diversity of operations, that energy that we get, the operations, but it's the same God who worketh all and in all. The gifts, let me break this down and we're going to close. The gifts were given by the working of the Spirit. Verse number 4, very important as we get into our study, you get this. The gifts that were the diversities, they were giving by the Holy Spirit. The administrations, verse number 5, were under the lordship of Christ. And the operations or the results were for the glory of God the Father. Let that sink in. Let me repeat that, okay? The gifts were given by the working of the Spirit. That was his activity that he gave to us, the Spirit of God. The administrations were under the lordship of Christ. And the operations we see in verse number 6, or the results were to the glory of God the Father. All that was given, all that was, verse number 4, all that was done, verse number 5, and all that resulted, verse number 6, from these gifts were according to the plan and the purpose of God and for His glory. That's what Paul was telling as that introduction to spiritual gifts. It's not for your glory. It's for the glory of the Father. That's the introduction to this long treatise, if you will, about spiritual gifts. Paul lays a foundation that it's not for you. He gives it to whoever he wants. Some he gave tongues. Some he gave healings. Some he gave prophesying. He'll list them. There's like 9 of them that he'll start listing. He didn't give them to you. He gave them because he wanted for his glory, not for your glory. God works the same way in our life today. Whatever we do, whether therefore we eat or drink or whatever we do, all to the glory of our Father. We love you. We thank you for your word, these things that we learn from Scripture. Lord, the bottom line is this: it's not for us, it's for your glory. Lord, may you receive all the glory in our worship today. In Jesus' name we pray.